Okay, so I guess this is a loosely assembled group to provide updates and some form of coordination with the membership and the ICG and our ICG members. So to me, this is supposed to just be more an exchange of information. I didn't think it was going to be a formal chair or anything, more just an exchange of information and provide feedback out of the ICG and discussion with non-ICG members to give the ICG members some general inputs.
Hi, this is Bart. Sorry I'm late. I was on the policy webinar providing an overview of the CCNSO to the broader community.
Well, I hope you told them we're having fun, Bart.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know, would one of the ICG members be able to just provide us an update on the status of the ICG, where you're at, and any of the issues and what's coming up?
Look, I'd be happy to start the ball rolling, but I probably don't have an exhaustive, I haven't sort of really thought about exactly what is cooking everywhere, but the latest issue that has been largely resolved is the production of an FAQ for publication on what the ICG is and what it's doing and what its processes are. It went through an iteration on the mailing list, and we had a meeting a couple of days ago to resolve most of the outstanding issues, so now I think it's just a question of polishing the document, so that should be published fairly soon. I think taking a step back from there, the RFC was published a bit more than a week ago now, calling for the proposals, and the critical thing for the CCNSO from that was the call for either a single proposal from the NAMES community or one from the CCTLDs and one from the GTLDs, and that the deadline for that set of proposals is 15th of January next year. So it's a pretty tight deadline, and since we still don't have a cross-community working group formed and operating, as every day goes by, that deadline looks less and less achievable. So that's probably the most pressing thing for the ICG at the moment. And again, I think from my perspective, I think once we do have the cross-community working group operating, then the big issue will be how to resource that so that it can do as much work as possible in the short time frame. But I see both Martin and Mary are on the call, so they may have more to offer than just those views.
Yeah, hi, it's Martin here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
That's useful. I don't think there's very much more to add. I would note the other area of work just at the moment, and this is why there's quite a lot of efforts currently on the FAQ, is preparing the agendas for discussions in ICANN, is it already just next week? No, the week after. Don't wish my life away. And there's a pretty full program, and then we'll be doing the next face-to-face meeting of the ICG on the Friday immediately after the ICANN meeting, which I'm hoping will be used to take a certain degree of stock from the inputs that we've received during the week. I would certainly concur with Keith's comment about concerns on deadlines. I'm actually at the moment at the Centre meeting in Brussels, and we had a useful discussion yesterday with the EU member state governments in the room. That did get a good spark of discussion going, and raised by at least one person in the audience was the, quote, impossibility of the timescale, and slower would be better, and I pointed out that, well, yes, but we don't actually have the freedom to redefine the end point. This morning we had a discussion on the centre looking at how it might contribute to the input. The one bit of the ICG discussion, I think, where I perhaps differ a little bit from Keith's interpretation, and you know, I think that's probably just from where we're sitting in the room, rather than it being a disagreement between us. But certainly the messages I'm hearing are expectation that there would be and a desire to encourage a single coherent proposal from the CCTLDs and the GTLDs. In centre, one of the things that then came up was the but the names and the protocols, if they think we're dragging our feet or are going to fail to meet the output, might actually just cut and run with their own standalone proposals. And that's from me. Thanks.
So that's interesting conjecture too, Martin. I think I have no kind of vested belief in either having one or two proposals from the names community. I'm happy to conform. I just see it being exceptionally difficult that, you know, that the issues that will become important to the CCTLD community won't be of any interest at all to the GTLD community and vice versa when it comes to the things that are not covered in the service level agreement. But I feel quite confident that between the GNSO and the CCNSO, between the GTLDs and the CCTLDs, that having a service level agreement that's jointly agreed and can come forward as a single proposal shouldn't be too much of a problem, since we're essentially dealing with the same service level requirements currently, and it's not likely that we'll see any new requirements introduced along the way. But yes, it is a bit of a worry that the other communities might move ahead without us, but I think that would still essentially mean that there would be no chance of the transition occurring, because the US government's only going to allow it to happen if it's a wholly agreed proposal from the broader multi-stakeholder community. So I think the protocols and IP address people will be putting pressure back on us to get our proposals in by deadline. A couple of other little minor items, it could be worthwhile noting on the CCNSO page, or putting out an email from the Secretariat just telling CCTLD members and non-members that there is a meeting on the Friday in Los Angeles, and there is some limited seating for
non-ICG members in the room, so just in case anyone wants to attend, it's probably worthwhile getting that message out. So Bart or Christina, could you attend to that? I think the final thing on my list was I think Martin and I would probably agree that we've got to get this right rather than getting it done on time, and that's going to be the challenge, is balancing how right we can make things in the very short time frame available to us. But anyway, I've been talking much too much, so I'll shut up.
If I can just
if I can chip in at that end bit, certainly that came out quite clearly in the centre meeting of the concern that we have to get it right. People who would challenge the September 2015 date were saying, oh, well, no, we could take 2 years and we could take a year. I don't really think that is an option. If we haven't got a solution, and this is certainly coming in quite clearly in the ICG timeline, if we haven't really got a fairly reasonable proposal for the US government to start working on by, say, June 2015, we're probably heading for some sort of really difficult stages because I'm not sure there's the leeway for carrying on beyond September 2015.
It's Byron. I just want to make two comments. One goes back to just some basic timeline stuff that Keith raised initially. I believe that the CCWG will have its first call on Monday. So the early constituting of that group should be taking place Monday. Give you a sense of the timeline. We haven't approved our five members yet in the CC, but I would imagine that's going to happen today or tomorrow. And the other communities, from what I hear, are all ready or will be ready to go for Monday. So just a sense of timing there. And Martin, maybe. Could I just ask you to expand upon the comments you made that Center is working through or trying to figure out how they are going to input into the process?
Yes, we were looking at how we can help pull some of the threads together, and in particular, for any members of the cross-community working group who might come from the European area, to help them make calls that are likely to lead to constructive ways forward. Associated really with giving some support for whoever, if ever, there are centre members who are actively involved in the process. There is a sort of recognition that this is likely to be a pretty intense job, And therefore, we will need to make sure that we are communicating around the community very quickly and effectively, so that everybody feels that the solution belongs to them.
Okay, thanks.
And by the way, I have put my name forward to be an observer on the CCWG. I believe Matthew Wai has also done, and I would actually hope that all the CC members of the IWG, the ICG, will also join as observers.
It's Keith here. I was assuming that was a given that the four of us on the ICG would automatically be observers to the cross-community working group. So I haven't put my name forward as a result, but I'm happy to. I'm not sure how actually I don't think I've followed anything on the
Keith, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I had a lot of static. I thought I lost you.
Me too. I don't know where that was coming from.
You know, I think there's a general assumption that the four of you would be observers, although I think that there's now going to be a friendly amendment and you're all going to be called participants, not just observers. But anyway, same general rule.
Yeah. We'll still be in trouble whichever way we look at it.
That's right. Okay, thanks. Mary, are you still on with us? Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yes. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I missed some of the conversations from Sego, so I didn't follow all through. So please pardon me. I had challenge with my figuring out my equipment. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hello? All right. So, but I think I go with what Keith and Martin have said and see what we could come up with.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. So is there, at this stage, is there anything else that we want to surface and exchange in terms of views or issues or dates?
Actually, looking ahead to, while 15 January might be a supremely optimistic deadline, it's possible that with the right scheduling and then the final opportunity of Marrakesh in early February, with the ICANN meeting being that early, there's a chance that by mid-February or no later than a month out overdue, we might be able to get a proposal in. But I think that's something that will need careful consideration as a first point for the cross-community working group anyway. And then just as a peripheral topic too, I can report back on a rather unhappy call that I've had as the chair of the FOI working group with the only remaining GAC member of the FOI working group, Suzanne Zen. Our hope was that we would have the framework in a position to be approved by the GAC in LA. But she's suggesting that without a useful champion within the GAC, it's going to be a lost cause, and we probably need to do some more work between now and Marrakesh in February and bring it to the GAC then. And my fear and all of that and its relevance to this group is that eventually the issues that are covered by the framework of interpretation are likely to come up as requirements or policy interpretations for the IANA transition anyway. So my hope is that we can get the GAC to be a little bit more constructive than they currently are. And I'll be doing a lot of work in LA on that. But it's just a slight word of warning for this group that all of those peripheral issues that the US government has kind of included in its stewardship role need to be thought about in relationship to the transition as well. Thanks.
Well, that's certainly very disappointing. So when you say that a useful champion within the GAC, I take it Suzanne is not that or unwilling to be that or can't be that?
I think it's a question of her. She can't be that because of the conflict with the IANA transition. And she's always, while she's contributed reasonably positively on occasions within the working group, she's always made it clear that, you know, that's her words, not US government words. And for her to be a champion, that would be her asserting the US government position. Frank March was the other representative from the GAC on the FOI working group and was the lead, but he's retired as of the meeting before ICANN London. So I think Suzanne's advice is that we work collectively on finding someone who could champion within the GAC, and the suggestion is that we might approach Norway.no and see if they could talk to their GAC reps, who might be quite useful since they've been fairly animated and engaged all the way through. They might usefully be the champions within the GAC. So that's a possible way forward, but of course it's going to take time, and it will take time to get them up to speed with the intimate details of the framework as well.
It's Martin here, if I can just intervene. Norway, certainly I would see as probably quite a good candidate. I gather that Norway has, if the GAC eventually agrees to join the cross-community working group, and the decision is going to be made tomorrow, Norway would be one of two representatives from the GAC into that working group. So that, I think, would give a nice link through on understanding the links between these different issues. And that certainly did come out quite clearly in our discussions with the European governments yesterday.
Oh, that's very helpful. Thanks, Martin. And I think, that strengthens the case that we should be working hard to get Norway aligned. I guess the question is whether Norway has the capacity to take on extra activities in both regards.
Of course, an inevitable, but then there are two of them.
But we have very few other alternatives from the framework of interpretation standpoint anyway.
Okay, thanks. Thanks both of you. I'm unfortunately going to have to drop off the call now, Byron, so I'm going to have to bid you adieu.
I don't think I've got anything else to report anyway. That's probably the end of the call. Unless anyone else brought anything to you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Mary.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mary.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to know. Sorry, I missed most of the program. I wanted to know whether there are other dates we need to meet or other meetings scheduled for not only for this group, apart from in Los Angeles, and having the target day of submission by 15th of February or 15th of January. So whether there are things we can do in between to be able to get our answers together and be able to come up with what we think should be. We've been having challenges in my region getting our CCs to talk, getting our CCs to... We even did a webinar, and not many. We had only 5 CCs that were responding to it. Is there any other thing we could do? Or during the LA, we're going to ask people to really have to come up with input into what's sent out as proposal. I don't know about other regions, what they've been doing, but in my region it's been a very difficult thing getting my people together, getting the CCs to bring in input, even asking them to get to the ICANN website to read the IANAC transition and ICG, trying to get it across. So I don't know, at LA, what do we have specific period to, or have we allocated time to really devote on how to put the proposal together? I'm sorry if you have discussed it. I missed that point. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, you raise a very valid point, Mary. I think Martin's just reported that the centre, the European CCTLD group, have been meeting on this topic today, in fact. And I know our APTLD organisation was doing some outreach just a week or two ago at its meeting in Brisbane, Australia. Carolina, I don't know, I see you're on Adobe Connect, so I don't know if you have any comments to add about what's happening in the Latin Caribbean area. But I think in any case, we do need to have an outreach program to ensure that CCTLDs everywhere are as involved and informed as possible. Because if we don't, the fear is that when we get to a final proposal, that some group of CCTLDs will say, well, yeah, but we don't agree, and that could essentially be the stumbling block that would prevent the transition from occurring. So we do need to do that, and that's where I think we'll need resources beyond, above and beyond our current capability to make sure that we have connections to as many CCTLDs as possible. But Carolina, I'd appreciate that if you could let us know if things are happening in your region too.
I don't know if the audio is working very well.
An awful lot of chatter.
A lot of noise effect.
Oh, I see. Carolina.
So she can type.
Yeah, she's typed in Adobe Connect saying she's very aware of the issue of outreach.
Okay.
Because she's in the middle of a
workshop.
That's
what she said.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
So, yeah. So, yes, I think it's it's an issue, and it may be that you just have to be the main advocate for getting information out in Africa too, Mary.
Okay. Okay, we have done the first outreach by doing the webinar. We are going to do another one before the LA, hopefully. But I'm thinking at LA that enough time should be devoted to this process so that even if there are some regions that are not forthcoming, we'll see what we can do during LA. I don't know where the council is. Okay, I'll look at the agenda, whether there's an agenda item devoted. If it is half of the day, we'll devote it on that. Since after LA, we'll not meet again face-to-face before the submission of the proposal.
Yeah, but yeah, your idea that some webinars along the way would be pretty useful, particularly if they're recorded and can be provided as links for later viewing by anyone who wants more information coming in later in the process. And Carolina's just reported in the Adobe chat that she's organising a webinar next Wednesday, the 8th of October, and meeting in Aruba on the 6th to 7th of November to discuss these issues. So that sounds great, and opening the process to both the LAC TLD members and non-members. Oh, that sounds very promising. Thanks, Carolina.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds like Byron's dropped off the call, so great. Does anyone else have anything to raise at the moment?
This is Byron. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Ah, finally, I'm muted. You had too much background noise from the webinar. So it's going back to what Mary said and others say. As you know, you're all subscribed to the ISTEC, and we got this web page up. And you're all subscribed to the CCTLD world list as well, and the others. So if you have something like Mary was saying, and you want to reach out to the broader community, please let us know so we can use that avenue. And through that, the regional organizations as well, because they all subscribe to that email list, and to the email list, and to this list as well.
Sure. Point taken.
Okay.
Okay. Any other
point
comments?
Taken. Well taken. Thank
yes,
you
Mary.
For this information.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions or comments? If not, I think that will pretty much conclude our call. I think the only tangible action point was for Bart or Christina to note on the CCNSO page that there is the Friday meeting of the ICG in LA and that some members may wish to attend.
Well, there.
Okay.
Just one more question. Do you want to make this a regular call?
I think we will need to, but it's probably more over to the... we probably need some reporting mechanism from the cross-community working group as well.
Yeah.
Do we have a scheduled meeting of this group in LA?
But we can organize one. It will need to be informal, or maybe on Thursday morning we may have some time, although then it's the accountability stuff. Let me say, because I think by the end of this week we know who the members of the CWG are as well, and try to set up at least one face-to-face meeting in LA.
Yeah, I think if we could agree just a broad sort of scope and process.
I think we are all subscribed to the... Okay.
You all subscribe to the email list. This one.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I think if we could meet...
Which one?
Of this working group, Mary.
Okay, all right. I wanted to ask whether we are all subscribed to the cross-constituency working group on the proposal, the drafting committee.
Not yet, but if you want to be observer, I'll make sure, say, by definition, that you will be added as members. We can do that as the CCNSO secretariat. So I'll add you. You don't need to send me an email. Maybe Xiao Dong doesn't want to, but that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think.
All right, good. I think it will be helpful. It will be helpful that we are subscribed to it, so that we can also follow and make some intervention where necessary.
Yep. I think Bert, if we can meet at least briefly just to discuss some scope and timetable of meetings for after LA, that would be most useful. So see what you can do.
Yeah, okay. And then start scheduling as of that date for regular update calls as well.
Yep.
But this was an attempt to get together. Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Bert. Thanks, all. Is there anything else?
Agreed.
Nothing else from anyone? Okay.
Keith?
Yes.
No, I'm fine. I think I'll find.
Could you have a look at, say, the email on the FOI I sent you, if that is workable?
Yeah, I'm working my way through.
It's because I've got it reduced now.
Yeah, I'll get back to you in the morning. It's currently coming up 1 a.m., so I'll tackle my first job in the morning.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thanks all. We'll see you in LA in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.